Stephen Rogers and Allison Janney, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
So, Stephen, can you recreate the conversation where, Stephen, you first told Allison, I've written this role for you, and...
I said, I've written this role for you, and this time you're going to play it. You have a bowl haircut, you have big sunglasses, and a bird on your shoulder, and you swear like a linebacker. It's perfect.
I think I giggled and just like screeched and howled with joy thinking about playing someone like that. No idea who she was.
Here's the thing. It was a spec script, which meant I wrote it for free. Nobody paid me. But if people wanted it, the caveat that I had going out with the script was that Allison Janney was playing the part that I wrote for her.
Yeah, and he's written a lot of roles for me, and none of which got played by me, not for lack of trying on Stephen's part.
I've known Allison for more than half of my usable life, and I wanted it in writing, or it was a deal breaker. And I actually said that before Allison had agreed to play the part or had even read the script.
You both lived through the actual Tonya Harding scandal, which came to its climax in 1994. It was nonstop news coverage for days. Do you remember what you made of the story at the time, how you each viewed the event then?
Well, I used to have dreams of wanting to be an Olympic figure skater myself, and I was very graceful, but I'm 6 feet tall, and it turned out I couldn't really do the acrobats required to be a figure skater. So when this happened with Tonya Harding, I always watched the figure skating. It was always part of my life, and so it was huge for me. I was glued to my television set.
And how did you judge Tonya Harding in the moment?
Well, I looked at her the way they portrayed her to be this bad girl. And when I watched her skate at the Olympics, I had my hand over my eyes, kind of like I couldn't watch it unravel in front of me. It was almost unbearable. And I definitely judged her in a way that I think the media wanted me to. She was portrayed as the bad girl. I definitely thought she did it. And I feel differently now having worked on this movie.
Like Allison, I didn't know any better. There was no real nuance to it. And when I was thinking about the story, I just felt like the media reduced everybody to just one thing.
I was actually in high school in Portland, Oregon in the 90s, and I remember friends of mine would go to the skating rink where she practiced and watch her. She was like our hometown anti-hero, maybe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I first saw the documentary that Annette Burstein did on Tonya Harding, what I liked about Tonya immediately was that she was sort of unapologetically redneck, and that's her word, in this sport where the judges want you to be this very old-timey, pageanty version of what they think a woman's supposed to be. And she said, I am lower class, and I'm not going to pretend to be something because I can do the triple. You got to give me the medal.
Let's listen to a clip of this. This is a scene where Allison, your character, Lavanna, Tonya's mother, is speaking with Tonya's childhood skating coach.
What does she need a fur coat for? I don't have a fur coat.
Because it's not just about skating. The judges want figure skaters to be...
Yeah, rich, prissy.
Well-rounded. It's a question of fitting in.
She's 12 and she lands triple. She doesn't fit in. She stands out.
She stands out because she looks like she chops wood every morning.
She does chop wood every morning.
Lavanna,
if anything, she believed in her daughter and knew that her daughter was a better skater and had nothing to do with, she shouldn't have to have a fur coat to be a figure skater.
I feel like Lavanna was the same way. Like, she was very unapologetic about who she was and where she came from. And if you didn't like it, get out of the way. She wasn't playing
by
those rules.
And yet, what I love and which made me broke my heart about her a little bit is that in that documentary, she's wearing a fur coat. And that just... That was a big clue to me that she actually does care.
I was not aware that Tonya Harding's mom was part of the Tonya Harding story until I saw this movie.
Nor was I. And boy, is she a part of the story. When I read the script, I got excited about it. And then I thought, now, wait a minute. I got to make her real. I got to find out why she's like this, because she's got to have her version of the truth. What she did was to help her daughter have a life better than her life. Lavanna is someone who's mad at the world, and she's not gotten a break ever. And she's got a lot of anger. But I had to understand what she wanted for her daughter and the humanity in that.
Allison, there are unique challenges to playing a person who is alive with that person's cooperation. When you're playing a real living person and have no access to that person, where do you begin?
Mostly, I just look at her as as I do any part, and I try to figure out what they want, what their intentions are, what makes them human, what just those very basic things that you do as an actor. And I try not to think of her as a – if I try to think of someone as a real person, I might be intimidated by that. I like to think of them as – they're going to be mine. I'm going to be playing them, so they're going to be my character. I don't think she's Mother of the Year. I don't think anyone should try to copy her mothering techniques. But deep down, she's a human being, and I like to find empathy for those people.
Allison Janney and Stephen Rogers, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ari.
Thank you.
Allison Janney plays LaVonna Harding in the new movie I, Tonya, and Stephen Rogers is the screenwriter.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.